the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain. Jesus Christ is the Lord. The first reading is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter, verses 1 to 7. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Here ends the first reading. Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of a great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
Mm-hmm. sailed the triumph of the sky, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
The third reading from Luke is from the second chapter, the 15th to the 20th verses. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." And so they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. The Gospel of the Lord. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Joyous strains for long. Gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo. Have a seat, please. A blessed Christmas to all of you. What a wondrous night this is, and we thank the Lord for good weather. There have been times when it hasn't been that way, so give thanks while you still can. Once upon a time, an African boy took a Christmas gift to his teacher. When she unwrapped that gift, she found a perfectly beautiful seashell. She asked him where he could possibly have gotten it. He told her that such shells come from a secret, faraway beach. Teacher was very touched. Far away beach. Impressed that he had walked so many miles. She said, "You shouldn't have gone so far for a gift for me." And the boy replied, "The long walk was part of the gift." this Christmas, you will receive a gift. It might be high tech, it might be handmade, it may be very expensive, it may be so simple, just take your breath away. But you might not realize that behind that gift, there might, just might have been a long walk. And when you realize the walk and the search for the perfect gift, you too may marvel that the giver did it for you. Our God also took a long walk to give his gift to us. That walk probably began billions of years ago when this earthly home of ours was formed. And it reached a climax maybe 2,000 years ago when a baby boy was born to a carpenter and his betrothed, an unsuspecting young lady. But God's gift was given. We do not know with certainty when that birth took place. We don't have any cell phone photos of the stable. Some even say it might have been a cave. It could have been just a simple hut or a stall, a cattle stall. We don't know. The innkeeper most likely provided only fodder for animals, firewood for the family, perhaps. No chocolate mints and bath products in that inn. It may well have been there, even amongst the animals, under an open sky, that this guy Jesus was born. That's the picture we have. Just think how long God had been waiting for that magical moment in time, entering so silently into the life of this planet. How patiently he watched human life develop and grow, civilizations rise and fall, heroes and heroines come and go. And then the time came for God to give his gift. We cannot explain why God chose to come in a human form. We do have a name for it. It's a fancy theological name. The incarnation, God in the flesh, incarnatus. Why didn't God come in a form that we could not possibly mistake him? Like, maybe as a king, we could have understood that. How easy to miss such a humble entry into the world as this baby had. And people did miss it. When our oldest grandson was younger, he's 34 now, okay? Oh, goodness gracious. But when he was younger, he and I had a thing with Waldo. Do you remember the books? Waldo? Okay. And we would go through Waldo for hours on end. He was good. I was terrible in finding the things you had to find. Well, it reminded me of a painting by a French artist. And I'm not an artistic person. I could care less about art. But this happens to be a painting that relates to tonight. The painting was called The Enrollment at Bethlehem. Some of you may be familiar with it. The setting was a French town known to the artist that was very similar to what we would imagine Palestine would have been and Bethlehem would have been. It was a winter scene in the painting. There was a frozen pond, two boys trying to learn how to ice skate. You can just picture it. I mean, Bruegel was very good. There was a wreath hanging on a merchant's door, and he and a customer were haggling over prices, apparently. We still do that today. A girl is on an errand, and a young boy is flirting with her. They still do that today. Alex, you don't do that, do you? No. Two men are at an inn window, and they are listing taxpayers in a ledger. And off to one side, there's a man and two women butchering a pig. I mean, it's all normal stuff that you would see happening in a town. Children are having a snowball fight. It's all in the painting. A woman stands exasperated by a wagon that has a broken wheel. What do I do? You ever have a flat tire at the wrong time? Yeah. Exasperation. A man is struggling with his overloaded cart. I mean, Peter Bruegel really paints a picture of life in that little town in France. It's all very secular, all very normal. Small town scene, walking down Main Street in Moorestown would not be much different. However, in the center of Bruegel's painting, almost unnoticed, hard to see, is a lowly, bent-over carpenter leading a donkey and a cart through town. And on that cart sits a young woman wearing an old shawl. Neither of them does Bruegel give a halo to. Neither of them. There is no shaft of light coming down from heaven saying, "Hey, look what we got here." But they are, in the artist's mind, Mary and Joseph completing a long, tiring 80-mile hike from their home in Nazareth to Bethlehem to sign up for the taxes. You ever done that before? It is the end of an 80-mile grueling journey for Joseph and his very pregnant wife. Bruegel, the artist, uses his artistic ability to help us understand just how silently God entered into the world and into the lives of the world's people. We may be unimpressed. Millions still are unimpressed. To see God in this baby, or better yet, to see God in this man, Jesus's very brief life and ministry, is to take a risk, a veritable leap of faith, acting on something that simply can't be proven. The proof, if you will, is in the personal decision that each person, each of us, makes to believe it. Each year, when that grandson and other grandchildren came along, my wife and I always went to, I'll call it, Wanamaker's, okay? It will always be Wanamaker's. Whatever name you want to give it, forget it. It's Wanamaker's. And every year, we would go to Wanamaker's for the light show. Every year, we took the kids. There was always a big placard there. And the placard had one word in large letters: believe. Believe in what? Were they talking about believing in Santa Claus? Or were they thinking of believing in the incarnation God in the flesh. Wanamaker's was talking about Santa Claus. We talk about something else when we talk about believe. God's long walk is part of the gift of Jesus. And as with every gift, you only have to receive it. You only have to open it. You only have to accept it. Just like any gift you get tomorrow, even if you don't like it, smile. You can't buy a gift. You can't earn a gift. You need only say thank you to the giver. And for us, it's God. And for the long walk that may have been a part of that gift. Billions of people have been born into this world. Persons of great importance, high intelligence, significant achievement. Some have headed governments. Others have led armies. Still others have contributed life-saving discoveries, patents, inventions, which marked all kinds of technological breakthroughs. Some have even discovered new worlds. A few of them were deemed so important in their accomplishments that they have been given a special day of remembrance on our American calendars. Christopher Columbus, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, Jr. But no man who ever lived is honored with three special days: Good Friday, Easter, and Christmas. None except an insignificant Nazarene who grew to manhood unnoticed and unheralded, and who became known as the long-awaited Messiah and Savior of the world. Jesus was an Israelite. He was a Jew. He was a man about whom little is really known. He left no records. He wrote no books. He kept no diary. He left no orders for his memoirs to be printed after his death. He had no wealth. All we know of this man can be read in a few short hours in the opening pages of a book called the New Testament. And there we will find no photograph, not even a sketch, not even a physical description. We have no idea what he might have looked like, although many tried to depict him in paintings. Matthew portrays him as a teacher, Mark as a conqueror, Luke as a physician of souls. John captured him as the light of the world. Jesus was unique. He never led an army. He never went to college. He never had a family of his own. He didn't have ancestors to perpetuate his memory. He never had wealthy friends to be benefactors of his thoughts. He didn't have political leaders to advance his causes. He constructed not one building, but he didn't destroy any either. Jesus was never impatient or jealous. He was never suspicious, uncertain, vacillating, or faltering. He never compromised his message, his beliefs, his values, nor did he ever force them on anyone else. All throughout history, philosophers have searched for the truth and speculated about the truth. Jesus never did, because he embodied the truth. This Jesus, born in an obscure cave
on a Galilean hillside, while shepherds watch their flocks by night. He has influenced more changes, been the subject of more books, inspired more plays, more poems, more hymns than any other person in history. Indeed, that is why we have taken a somewhat shorter walk tonight to be here, to remember his birth, and to worship him as the Messiah, the Prince of Peace, our Savior, Emmanuel, God with us. Yes, God took a very long walk to be with us. More than 2,000 years later, we still remember him. Amazing, isn't it? His words, his life. We still believe in him. Jesus is why we are here tonight. His memory is with us, and it inspires our lives. And folks, I would say after thousands of years, that is remarkable. May God bless you on this evening as you realize the part that this man has played in each of your lives and mine as well. Amen.